That patient's name was Joy Silva, and she jumped from a Nashua building in July, just hours after being released from New Hampshire Hospital. Silva's suicide came during a big transition at the state's only psychiatric hospital. Dartmouth had just taken over managing the hospital's psychiatric staff, and about a dozen of those staff didn't renew contracts because of disputes with Dartmouth. Now, an independent team of experts is reviewing the suicide. 2 weeks ago, the executive council tabled a vote on extending the contract with Dartmouth-Hitchcock. Now, Republican executive counselor Joe Kenney says he plans to vote for it.
It was a very tough case and very unfortunate. But I think at the end of the day, that the people that were in decision-making authority levels did what they thought was right at the time.
Dartmouth-Hitchcock was the sole bidder on the three-year contract, which is worth up to $35.5 million. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.